was that it, Ryan really was the number one at this, for the simple reason. In 1946, he joined BBC Television. In 1968, BBC has never had a sense of humour. They sacked Jonas from television for an extraordinary thing. They sacked him because they said he was too funny. Seriously. Tasmania Special snapped him up. And you know, Jonas had a terrific following, particularly among ladies, although he was not in any way a ladies' man, strangely. I mean, he really wasn't. and I know him quite well. wasn't a boy's man either. But he'd taken over from Franklin Ingleton and done Your Way. He'd done In Town Tonight after all. He'd done lots of programmes on the wireless. And he brought a huge audience with him to Tasmania Special. And they listened to him, and then they stayed on to listen to John Arlott and realised that this was a genius. And they all stayed. And John's arrival and his conjunction, as it were, with Arlo did produce an enormous or increased audience for us, which I think have really stayed, because TMS is now, I mean, they talk about 4.5 million people most of the time. And it's a very, very happy program to be involved with. The two great men, Arlott was the only man I've ever met in my life, any human being, I beg your pardon, I've ever met in my life who lived entirely by suction. Well, think about it. He was remarkable. My first test match I ever did, Old Trafford against India in 1974, wet, very wet it was. And I remember we stayed at the Swan at Butler Hill, just south of Altrincham, which was then one of the worst 10 hotels in the world, and rose quite rapidly to become one of the worst 3. Whether it actually got the top or the bottom spot of the world, I'm not sure. But there I drove past it the other day, and it looked pretty moth-eaten still, I thought. Anyway, we settled down for dinner, 5 of us. Not everyone on the team, but 5 of us. And Arlo was there. We always called him Arlo. And we'd been up 10 minutes, if we'd drunk a toast to absent friends, we would at that juncture have coupled it with the name of the wine later. Eventually appeared, and Arlott firing a sort of warning shot across the bows, said, "My good man," he said, "will you please get us 5 of the red and 3 of the white," in those inimitable tones of his. And then the wine maker stopped and said, "You mean glasses?" "Glasses, you stupid man, bottles." And he was a very, very, very formidable. I remember